The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Forgive me, the latest headlines from college football, and this headline was a big one following Georgia's loss to Ole Miss. Coach Kirby Smart at his press conference did not mince words when he called backup safety Jake Pope's actions just stupid after Pope was seen celebrating. Now, there is more to that story. We did hear from Pope later on as he tweeted out a statement, but let's take a listen to Kirby Smart's strong words for his players' actions.
What an idiot. Just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. Knows him, hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart.
So, Pope took to Twitter, and he had this to say. He said, "This is not representative of who I am in any way. In no way, shape, or form would I ever celebrate a loss in this program with, and anyone who knows me well enough knows that." He said, "My longtime family friends, as you heard Coach Kirby Smart mention, had come up to me unexpectedly after the game." So he was trying to get off the field, is what he said. He was extremely excited to see, I guess, some faces that he probably hadn't seen in a little while. So he said, "I was surprised to see them, and that's why you saw the reaction I gave in the video." So he did go on to apologize in a lengthy statement, but that is the backstory behind the video that shows him jumping up and down.
Tiff. So before I saw the video, I heard Kirby's comments, or read Kirby's comments, and I saw the apology. And I was like, how bad could this video be? Like, how, like, is he really celebrating or are they hugging? He was
jumping
celebrating.
Jumping up and down.
He seemed excited. So We first of all, the biggest fan of this entire issue is Carson Beck, because the whole thing about him smiling seems to have taken a back seat to everything going on with this. With
lucky for him,
everything else going out right. Well, and we kind of talked about that yesterday, and you know, I think we all had kind of different opinions on what it meant for Carson Beck to be smiling. I wasn't a huge fan of it. This is just another step. This is another level, and I get it. I get where he's coming from, but again, and I'll say the same thing I said about Carson Beck. After losses like this, when I was in college, at no point did I feel like doing things like this. And I don't know if this is a Georgia thing or if this is just where college football is now with the transfers. I tell you guys all the time, the NFL, like, it was like you were cool after the game because you were going to get losses. You knew the playoffs were there. And you also, you didn't know you could be playing for a different team the next year. Like, I feel like that's kind of where college football is now.
So I don't necessarily think that that is the situation, you know, with this, that there's some sort of like, I think what you're talking about is kind of like a disconnect between like being all in with the team because you can bounce and go wherever, and that's kind of the state of what college football is,
yeah,
and you're getting
paid
and all this stuff.
That's fair.
I don't think that's the case with this. I'm trying to think of times where I've been genuinely surprised to see someone show up. So I think the initial reaction would be probably what we saw from Jake Pope. You'd be like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here." And I don't know if that, and who knows, I don't know how long it had been since he's seen these people, and probably that overwhelming feeling of excitement after something horrible just happened. You know, you were a top team, you had a third spot in the playoff ranking, you get knocked off, you know, in a dominating fashion by Ole Miss. So maybe it was just that, what's the word, like a juxtaposition or something like that, where
big one, there you are
down, and then all of a sudden it's like, boom, you see these people, and you're like, yes, this is great, oh my gosh.
What, you didn't jump up and down like that? I mean, he was celebrating like he'd won the freaking lottery.
You know what's the first
thing? I don't know when common sense comes in to kind of take over. That's right. The whole optics
it never
thing
took
that I was
over
talking
here
about.
The optics.
With, it's a kid. He's a kid.
But again, the rest of them are kids too, and that's my biggest issue. Is I don't look at it from a fan perspective, although I will in just a second. I look at it from a teammate perspective, and if I was his teammate, I wouldn't be happy with it. Just point blank, I would not be happy with
him
as a
teammate. Can I ask a real question? How long are we going to be able to, as these guys start getting paid, and we don't know who's getting paid and who's not, but I imagine right. There is some money going in Jake Pope's pocket in some way. How long are we going to be able to use? Well, they're a kid. Like, that's why fans...
You're still a kid. Mentally, you're still a kid. You can't just say because you're making money, you're not a child anymore.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, because you're being paid
as a professional. That's why Carson Beck doesn't get the benefit of the doubt when he's smiling and laughing on the bench, is because the guy's driving a Lamborghini, making millions of dollars as the quarterback of Georgia, and now they're going to be open for criticism.
Adults that are mad they're not making millions of dollars.
They're not salty. They're fans.
That's just like the fans of NFL teams. I don't care how much money you make. That doesn't change your brain and mental makeup.
We send 18-year-olds to war every day.
And they are kids. You have to grow up quickly.
That's the benefit of it.
You are a child.
If you're getting paid to do a job, you're not getting paid to celebrate with other kids that just beat you.
So you're making millions of dollars, and all of a sudden your brain just automatically develops.
It means you're open to criticism because that's the reality of the world we live in.
I'm glad you know the science of the brain.
Well, let me tell you something. Fantastic. That is the reality of the world we live in. When you get paid millions of dollars, expectations come with that.
That does not make it right.
It doesn't matter if it makes it right. That's the real world.
And that's why he's open to criticism.
That's why Kirby Smart, who also makes millions of dollars to manage these guys,
Kirby Smart is
says it was dumb. And it was dumb. And he's got to learn from it. That's the reality.
Well, you know what's funny is Bo and I had a conversation with this. I don't know why my mind snapped to this. Bo and I had a conversation with Kirk Cousins about the day he met his wife. Right, when we were talking to training camp, and what did he say? I'm like, hey, did you meet your father-in-law? And he said, my father-in-law was so mad at the loss of the Georgia-Michigan State game that he wouldn't even come talk to me. That he was stood over by the team bus. Did he not say this, Bo? Stood over by the team bus and waved and was like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, that's indicative, I feel like, of probably what most fans felt after this game. And to see the smile from Carson Beck and to see the celebration from Jake Pope, you mentioned optics, and I think that's a big deal in this.
Yeah.
And I think the optics are that when you're insta-famous and you're making millions, I don't think we can just blow past that because we don't think his brain's developed, personally. I don't.
You can have that opinion, but what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you tell me when your kid is 18 and does something stupid that he's not still a kid.
I was an idiot until I was 30.
Okay, well, then you're negating your whole point.
But I didn't do... Tiff, the point
I'm
is that
I'm not saying if people want to criticize, I'm saying I'm speaking for myself. I don't go speaking for the masses.
Right.
So I think it is stupid to go after a kid who ran in and saw some people that he knew. I am not going to say, oh, he's getting some money. He's getting some NIL money. Now he has to automatically just grow up and somehow not be a child anymore.
Well, that's the reality of it, though.
That's your reality.
That's how fans look at it.
Good for you.
So you have to understand how fans look at it.
No, I know. I can understand how I'm looking at it. I get, if you don't want to see other people's points, that's fine. I see the point you're making. I disagree with it.
I understand, and that's okay to disagree with it. But that's why it's a big deal. That's why Kirby Smart is getting asked about it.
I understand why it's a big deal. But you don't need to explain that to me. I'm just telling you that I disagree with it.
As the college game continues to pay more and more players,
what is going to transpire with the college game? I work in it every weekend. I understand that.
Congratulations. But what you have to get is that these kids, they're no longer getting their kids' excuse, because people see them as, when my ticket prices go up, to pay
that.
Them get...
I understand that. Well, you can agree or not, it's not going to fly anymore. Mentally, he's not fully developed all the way. But then that is true.
That excuse is no longer going to be accepted by the public, because they see all of their stuff go up because they're getting paid. So they want those guys to
take the loss. I am not saying I don't understand that. I don't need you to hold my hand and walk me through it like a small child.
I'm telling you the argument that the fan base has. That's why people are upset. I understand, but I disagree with it.
If I could talk, my only point is that, Tiff, I think I was an idiot until I was 30. At no point during those losses did I feel like I should celebrate or smile. It just wasn't a thing that happened. And we took our jobs very seriously. And so I think that when you just bring it into this day and age, it's tough for some people to swallow. And I'll be curious, and maybe that's what we get into on the wake-up call today, is how many Georgia fans didn't mind it and how many of them thought it wasn't a big deal, because I think that there's probably a pretty good split, and I don't think you can blanket statement Carson Beck with Jake Pope. I think it was two completely different ordeals, but I definitely think there was a portion of Georgia fans that looked at how bad that loss felt on the road to Ole Miss, a team that out-physicaled you, and had an issue with it, and I don't blame them for that personally.